Welcome to Boundless Bites, the podcast where we explore ideas that go beyond boundaries. I'm your host, Reetan Khan, and today we're diving deep into a realm where passion meets precision, where ambition intertwines with astute selections. Have you ever felt the weight of all the unread books in the world? Ever pondered about the books that deserve a spot in your personal collection of life-changing reads? Well, today, we take inspiration from a literary titan who faced these questions with every book he touched. Umberto Eco, a man whose library was not just about the sheer volume, but the depth and essence of every chosen piece. Join me as we unravel the power of deliberate choices in literature and see how Eco's world can inspire us to craft our own library of life. In the warm golden hue of a bookstore one evening, I found myself surrounded by endless rows of books, each one holding the promise of a new world or knowledge. At that moment, I recalled the dreamy ambition I once had, inspired by Captain Nemo's vast library, a dream where the idea of owning 12,000 books represented the zenith of my passion. But as the weight of reality pressed down, a startling realization dawned upon me. If I were to read 50 books annually for the next 50 years, that would merely amount to 2,500 books in my lifetime. The daunting numbers aren't about quantity, but quality. Every book I decided to delve into thereafter became a conscious choice. Was this book, this knowledge, worthy of being among my finite 2,500? It echoed the lessons from my early writing days, where every obstacle and every doubt would bring forth the image of that grand underwater library. Both experiences taught me about value, priority, and the essence of time. Life, much like that bookstore or Captain Nemo's library, is about choices. It's about determining what resonates with our core, what ignites our passions, and where our curiosities lie. When we understand the limits of our time, every decision we make becomes about discerning value. Every goal, every project, and every book we pick up becomes a question. Is this worth my time? Is this worthy of being in my collection of experiences? Or my limited set of readings? Socrates believed that the path to wisdom was through acknowledgement of one's ignorance. He is famously quoted as saying, "I know that I know nothing." This humility, combined with his relentless pursuit of truth, often put him at odds with the Athenian elite. He questioned societal norms, the beliefs of the powerful, and even the very definition of concepts like justice, love, and courage. Socrates' life exemplifies the lengths one might go to in pursuit of their passion. His passion wasn't for books, nor was it for writing or material success. It was for truth, wisdom, and understanding. He gave everything, including his life, to remain true to his quest for knowledge. Umberto Eco had a profound love for books. He owned a personal library of over 50,000 volumes. Eco's vast collection was more than just for show. It was a testament to his insatiable curiosity and deep-seated passion for knowledge. Eco's books weren't just for personal consumption, they were tools for his work. His writings often delved into deep philosophical and semiotic analysis, weaving complex narratives that required an immense depth of understanding and research. In my journey through literature and the pursuit of knowledge, I've often looked to Umberto Eco's vast library and methodology as personal touchstones. The way I yearn for that lofty 12,000 books achievement and prioritize my 2,500 pivotal moments finds a mirror in Eco's life. His expansive collection wasn't just about numbers, it symbolized an unending thirst for knowledge and aspiration. Every piece of literature he delved into, every intricate narrative he penned, underscored the significance of conscious choices and the depth of every source of knowledge he embraced. Amidst the maze of London's cobbled streets during his tenure as the U.S. Minister to Britain, Adams wandered into a bookstore, much like I've done countless times in various corners of the world. I could almost feel his astonishment and yearning as he wrote to Abigail, his wife, about the overwhelming volume of books he encountered. With every letter I read, I was transported back to countless hours spent in bookshops, my fingers grazing the spines, my heart wishing to embrace every story. Adams wrote of his desire to ship entire libraries back to America if only money were no object. I felt that sting too, leaving behind books I yearned for because of a tight budget or limited shelf space. But more than the tangible weight of books, it's the insatiable hunger for knowledge and connection that binds us across the centuries. Just like my dream of 12,000 books, Adams's wish to have the wealth of the Indies for his literary pursuits underscores our shared journey. It's not about the vastness of our collection, but the depth of our passion. Every volume I add, every story I immerse myself in, takes me a step closer to that dream. And I'm heartened to know that I walk this path alongside kindred spirits like Adams. Socrates' story reminds us that our personal journeys, our 12,000 books moments, are not just about achieving tangible milestones. They're also about staying true to our beliefs, persisting in our quests despite challenges, and leaving legacies that resonate for centuries. The Athenian philosopher might not have been a writer, but his oral teachings have left an indelible mark on the annals of history. They serve as a beacon for all who seek to follow their passion with unwavering dedication, no matter the cost. For me, within the boundless world of literature, Umberto Eco stands as a lighthouse. He's a testament to the magic that can happen when immense dreams are paired with deliberate decisions and unwavering dedication. His legacy makes me believe that with my stories and fervor, I can touch souls just as he has. Every one of us has our metaphorical 12,000 books, an aspiration so grand it seems unreachable. And at the same time, we also have our 2,500 moments, reminding us of the finite nature of our existence and the need to prioritize. Let both of these numbers guide you. Dive deep into your aspirations and simultaneously curate your experiences with intent. As someone who once believed reaching a single reader was a mammoth task, I urge you, chase after your 12,000, but also make each of your 2,500 count. Because when you merge boundless dreams with conscious choices, magic happens. And that, dear listeners, brings us to the final chapter of Boundless Bites, where we delved into the enchanting world of bibliophiles and the unwavering passion that binds us together. From the vast libraries of Umberto Eco to the profound insights of John Adams, we've uncovered the unending power of deliberate choices and the immeasurable value of each book that finds its way into our hands. Remember, it's not about the quantity of books we collect, nor the elusive 12,000 moments we strive for. Instead, it's the depth of our connection to knowledge, the insatiable curiosity that drives us forward, and the stories that shape our lives that truly matter. As we embark on our own literary journeys, let's take inspiration from the great bibliophiles who came before us. Let's embrace the magic of books and weave their wisdom into the fabric of our lives. Just like our predecessors, we too can leave behind a legacy of boundless passion and insatiable curiosity. Thank you for joining me on this exploration of literature, knowledge, and the power of the written word. Let's continue our journey together, forever expanding our boundless bites of wisdom and stories. Until next time, keep turning those pages, and may your adventures in the world of books be as boundless as your dreams. Happy reading.